Hi, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing.
And I'm Karen Rausch. I'm the Clinical Managing Editor.
And we're here to present the highlights to the October 2012 issue. I'm very excited about the cover this month. The staff has been planning it for well over a month. And we feel we're making a little bit of history for AJN. It's the first time we think that there's a political cartoon on the cover. The cartoon ties in with our political theme, both the editorial and our politics and policy column, which focuses on the candidates' healthcare platforms. A little background, the political cartoon actually had its origins in Great Britain in 1735 with the passage of something called the Hogarth's Act. And in this country, Ben Franklin is acknowledged as the creator of some of the first American political cartoons. Since then, the cartoon has had an integral place in American politics, and of course, especially during campaign season, we've seen lots of variations of cartoons, and now we can add ours to the mix. It's a cartoon showing a nurse with her two patients who look remarkably like our two presidential candidates, and we'd love to hear what you think about the cartoon. Drop us a line or tweet it and go on Facebook and let us know what you think. Karen, why don't you talk a little bit about our CE features this month?
Okay, so our first CE feature is original research, being young, female, and BRCA positive. This is a qualitative study, and it looked at the psychosocial consequences of young women who test positive for a BRCA mutation, especially regarding marriage and childbearing. The women interviewed expressed oftentimes a sense of being different and misunderstood and had to alter their life plans, especially, looking at, when to tell a boyfriend or a family and what it meant when they had a child. So this article really helped nurses be aware of the issues that these young women face. Our second CE feature is celiac disease, a medical puzzle. Celiac disease is being recognized more and more often now, and it's diagnosis of it is in adults is often missed or delayed because a lot of clinicians think that it's a childhood illness. And this article provides an overview of celiac disease. It looks at the pathophysiology, the four different types of celiac disease, and it addresses the diagnosis and management. It also is really interesting because the authors, each of them, have personal experience with the disease that either they've been diagnosed or a family member's been diagnosed. So it really, their insight really helps you to understand what it's like to live with the disease.
And it seems very timely. We've been seeing a lot about celiac disease and gluten-free products, and it seems to be certainly in all the healthcare news lately. Another feature we have, which we're also very excited about, is we're debuting a three-part series in our legal clinic column. We discovered through some Facebook postings and blog postings that many nurses are unaware of the functions of a board of nursing and unaware of certain realities that can damage a nurse's career permanently even. And we've discussed this with our contributing editor, Edie Brouse, who's a nurse and an attorney, and she has written this three-part series. The first part is called Common Misconceptions About Professional Licensure, and she discusses probably the biggest misconception is that some nurses feel that the State Board of Nursing is there to protect their license, and that's entirely not true. The State Board of Nursing is there to protect the public, and so many times it's an adversarial relationship with the nurse. So it's an important series. I also did a podcast with Edie, and you can listen to that as well, and she provides a little bit more background on the issues, and I think it's really an important series, and I hope many nurses will read the series. There are four misconceptions that we'll deal with here. Then the second part, we'll talk about strategies to protect your license. Second part, we'll talk about what to do if you're called to appear before the board. And the third part, we'll be talking about strategies to protect your license.
We have a special feature this month, in October, called It Takes a Team. And research suggests that nurses can provide the best care for their patients by working as a team, but despite this, many nurses still think that each patient should be cared for by just one nurse, and this feature really challenges that belief. The authors outline past models of care, how nurses feel about team nursing, some of the characteristics of teamwork, and how resources are invested for a nursing team.
Mm-hmm. And we also have an article on disaster care written by that contributing editor. And this one is on crisis standards of care. We know from disasters that when they're widespread disasters, that healthcare delivery systems aren't prepared to handle what happens during these times, and patient care is no longer the norm. And Congress called on the IOM to establish a national framework providing what they call crisis standards of care, which really covers medical care during catastrophes when resources are limited and patients may be inundating the system, or nurses cannot provide care to patients because of a change in their resource level. For example, the tornadoes that hit hospitals in the Midwest last year. So this article provides an overview of the framework and examines how its implementation can affect nursing practice. So this is an important article that nurses, especially those working in ERs and primary care settings and nursing homes, should be aware of. And we, of course, also have our Art of Nursing news, and we're up to we do 5 pages of news now in AJN Reports, and Reflections, of course, are our final piece in the issue. We're also active on line on the web. We have our blog, AJN Off the Charts, Twitter, and Facebook. We hope you follow us there. We also have the iPad app. You can go to our website and download the iPad app from there. There hopefully will be a QR code as well, which I've just learned about those. And we hope you'll read the issue and let us know what you think about the cover and any of the other articles. You can reach me at sean.kennedy@walterskluwer.com.
And I'm Karen.Rausch@WaltersKluwer.com. And one final word, make sure you go out to vote in November. Make sure nurses' voices are heard in this election.
Yes. Until next month, this is Sean Kennedy and Karen Rausch wishing you a good month.